This is VOA News. Via remote, it's Marissa. I'm Marissa Melton. Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives have announced they will introduce articles of impeachment as early as Monday. Representative Ted Lieu, a Democrat from the state of California who helped draft the charges against U.S. President Donald Trump, tweeted on Saturday afternoon that the articles had 180 co-sponsors. No Republicans were among those co-sponsors. If the House were to impeach President Trump for a second time, that would trigger a trial in the Senate, which has acquitted Trump once before and is to be in recess until January 19th. Democrats will take control of the Senate later this month. Democratic congressional leaders have also called on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment, which offers an alternative and perhaps a quicker way to remove the president from office. Pence has not yet responded to those calls, but has reportedly told colleagues he does not favor such action. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska has called for Mr. Trump to resign, making her the first Republican senator to endorse a presidential resignation. Apple and Amazon have both suspended the social media network Parler from their respective app store and web hosting service, saying the social networking service, popular with many far-right-wing users, has not taken adequate measures to prevent the spread of posts inciting violence. The action by Apple and Amazon follows a similar move by Google on Friday. Parler is favored by many supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump, who was permanently suspended from Twitter on Friday. It's seen as a haven for people who have been expelled from Twitter. Parler's chief executive has lashed out at the three companies, saying it was a coordinated effort. This is VOA News. Pope Francis and Britain's Queen Elizabeth have become the latest high-profile figures to join the global vaccination campaign against the coronavirus. More than 1.9 million people worldwide have now died from the virus. New variants have added to the soaring number of cases and prompted the reintroduction of restrictions on movement across the globe. Meanwhile, some countries have already begun mass inoculation campaigns. Pope Francis urged people to get the vaccination, calling the opposition to the shot, quote, suicidal denial. He said he would get inoculated against the virus himself next week when the Vatican begins its vaccination campaign. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II and her husband, Prince Philip, received their COVID-19 vaccinations on Saturday, according to Buckingham Palace. It was a rare public comment on the private health matters of the 94-year-old monarch and her 99-year-old husband. More than 1.5 million people in Britain have so far received virus jabs as the biggest immunization program in its history rolls out, with priority given to the elderly, their carers, and health workers. And countries across the globe are following suit, starting up massive vaccination campaigns with several coronavirus shots approved so far, including those by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, along with domestically made shots from Russia and from China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday said he was lifting restrictions on contacts between U.S. officials and their Taiwanese counterparts. It's a move likely to anger China and increase tensions between Beijing and Washington in the last few days of President Donald Trump's presidency. China claims democratic and separately ruled Taiwan as its own territory and regularly describes Taiwan as the most sensitive issue in its ties with the United States. While the United States, like most countries, has no official relations with Taiwan, the Trump administration has increased backing for the island country with arms sales and laws to help Taiwan deal with pressure from China. In a statement, Pompeo said that for several decades, the State Department had created complex internal restrictions on U.S. diplomats and service members' interactions with Taiwanese counterparts. The Taipei Economic and Cultural Representative Office in the United States in Washington, which serves as Taiwan's unofficial embassy, said the move showed strength and depth of the United States' relationship with Taiwan. Pompeo's statement was, "Today, I am announcing that I am lifting all of these self-imposed restrictions." Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.